A literary romance. I met her somehow through correspondence or poetry or magazines, and she began sending me very sexy poems about rape and lust. And this being mixed in with a minor intellectualism, it confused me somewhat, and I got in my car and drove north through the mountains and valleys and freeways without sleep. Coming off a drunk, just divorced, jobless, aging, tired, wanting mostly to sleep for 5 or 10 years, I finally found a motel in a small sunny town by a dirt road. And I sat there smoking a cigarette, thinking, you must really be insane. And then I got out an hour late to meet my date. She was pretty damned old, almost as old as I, not very sexy, and she gave me a very hard, raw apple, which I chewed upon with my remaining teeth. She was dying of some unnamed disease, something like asthma, and she said, I want to tell you a secret. And I said, I know. You are a virgin, 35 years old. And she got out a notebook, 10 or 12 poems, a life work, and I had to read them. And I tried to be kind, but they were very bad. And I took her somewhere, the boxing matches, and she coughed in the smoke and kept looking around and around at all the people and then at the fighters clenching her hands. You never get excited, do you? She asked. But I got pretty excited in the hills that night and met her 3 or 4 more times, helped her with some of her poems, and she rammed her tongue halfway down my throat. But when I left her, she was still a virgin and a very bad poetess. I think that when a woman has kept her legs closed for 35 years, it's too late, either for love or for poetry.